KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Premier says KZN's looking to strengthen trade ties with its BRICS partners. Tami Ntuli says the move comes in response to the United States' decision to slap steep tariffs on South African exports. Washington announced a tax of 30%, which is set to take effect in August. South Africa was among then more than a dozen countries to receive notices earlier this month. Ntuli says they're also working to deepen trade relationships with other African countries as part of efforts to boost the local economy.
I chaired the KwaZulu-Natal Economic Council. The council welcomed the impact of the National Empowerment Fund in supporting township and rural enterprises.
The Premier was speaking at the KZN legislature yesterday. Our Reserve Bank Governor, Lesetse Chakanyago, says the rising cost of natural disasters exacerbated by the lack of insurance cover is fast becoming a global problem.
Globally, it is estimated that over half of natural disaster losses remain uninsured. In EMDEs, that figure often exceeds 70%. South Africa, for example, is estimated at 71%. This leaves households, businesses and governments dangerously exposed.
Chakanyago was addressing delegates on the sidelines of a meeting of G20 finance chiefs in Durban yesterday. The session on the global insurance protection gap drew attention to the impact of natural catastrophes such as hurricanes, typhoons, wildfires and floods. Chakanyago says insurance can play a role in managing the financial impact of these disasters.
When governments must step in with emergency funds or debt finance reconstruction, it places additional strain on already limited fiscal space.
And EU countries have signed off on a new package of sanctions on Russia over the war in Ukraine. It includes lowering a price cap on Moscow's oil exports. The European Union says it will continue to raise the pressure until Russia brings an end to the three-year invasion. Under the new scheme, sanctions will be placed on a Russian oil-owned oil refinery in India and two Chinese banks in a bid to curb Moscow's ties with international partners. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky yesterday completed a major government reshuffle, replacing his prime minister and defense minister. Our lead story, the Premier says KZN is looking to strengthen trade ties with its BRICS partners. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.